Okay, we're going to segue quickly into the Planning and Zoning Commission, so let me find that agenda here. Okay, we ready? Okay, we'll call to order the Town of Kiri Beach Planning and Zoning Commission for Wednesday, November 3rd, 2021. The first item is adoption of the agenda. I would like to add one agenda item under new business, which is the discussion of...
Can you actually add two, Craig? Can you add the rescheduling of the meeting to the...
Okay. So the first item, 6.3, will be a discussion of the Riceville Beach lawsuit, which I think has relevance. And then 6.4 will be a rescheduling of the meeting for planning and zoning.
Thank you.
Does anybody else have any changes to the agenda? Is there a motion to approve the agenda with the added items?
I'll make a motion to
approve the agenda. Is there a second?
Awesome.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next item is adoption of the minutes. For October 13th, 2021. And again, people should have had this ahead of time. Is there a motion to approve the minutes or change the minutes?
I'll move to adopt the minutes from October 13th meeting.
Is there a second?
I second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Public comments. Do we have anybody online?
I believe just Gary's on.
Just Gary, okay. All right, see nobody, will close public comments. Land use plan update. I really don't have any update. Joseph, do you have anything?
No update.
No update, okay.
Well.
Electric vehicle charger update. Nothing on that either. I kind of went it through last time. I did finally get a call from, Energy America or something like that. They were going to give us a quote, but I haven't had a chance to get back to the person. But I did get a call, so I have no update on that other than I've seen a lot more electric cars on the island now than we used to. One other very quick thing is that, well, I'll talk about this later. Okay. New business, elect a new vice chairman for planning and zoning. You want to duck down further, Jim? I will nominate Jim because it kind of makes sense to have the same vice chairman for both.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Is there a t-shirt that comes with it?
Yeah, we wad it up and throw it at you.
I'm going to need a new nameplate.
That's right.
You want one that says BP?
Okay. All in favor? Well, I guess you have to have a second.
I did.
Okay, second. And all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, excellent. Well, thank you again for volunteering. This is exciting. All right, next item is interview Byron Ashbridge for the alternate member of the Planning and Zoning Commission. So, just very quickly, I'm not sure how much you know, but the Planning and Zoning Commission always has to have an alternate member. As an alternate member, if you accept it as an alternate member, then if somebody steps down from Planning and Zoning, you automatically become a full-time member of this. The expectations is that you do come to the meetings, so you can learn basically, but you don't have any voting power as an alternate member. So with that, maybe you can just come up to there and introduce yourself and...
I just want to remind you, you did interview him back.
Yes.
I was on maternity leave, but you have met him and yes. You have interviewed him once before.
Yeah, that was about 3 months ago.
About three months ago.
And also, Craig, about the alternate for PZC becomes a member.
Yes, you're right. Thank you. Yeah, the alternate also becomes a full voting member of the Historic Preservation Commission. So you actually come to both meetings.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Again, I'm Byron Ashbridge. As you said, I was here before.
Right.
So I won't go into much redundant information. Just a quick update on me. We have permanently moved to the beach and have sold our house in Charlotte. So we were living here most often. Was still a place in Charlotte again. We back in July, we sold the Charlotte house. So we're here. We have bought a second house here and are in the process of doing a renovation on that. So we're dug in. This is where we're going to be. I remain equally passionate as I was before about wanting to be on this particular group and knowing the meaningful work that you guys do. If I'm going to volunteer my time, I would like to do it where I have some passion and where I think I can have the as much impact as possible. So as far as being an alternate and going through the learning process and not having voting rights and so forth, I mean, I'm perfectly fine with that. I'm looking forward, actually, to the opportunity of being able to learn more and over time being a greater contributor to the team.
Any questions? Technically, we make a recommendation to the town council. The town council has the authority to appoint. So that's what we're doing tonight, is to make a recommendation. So is there a motion?
I make a motion.
Okay, make a motion to recommend appointment of Byron. Okay.
Second?
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye? Okay, very good. That'll be in the December meeting.
November.
No, I'm sorry.
November.
Yeah, that's right. November, when is it?
15th.
Okay, that it'll be recommended. And they may want to interview you too. So they generally also do an interview.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Okay. 6.3. What did I say was
6.3?
The Wrightsville Beach issue. The Wrightsville Beach issue. Yeah. I read this, and the more I read it, the less I understood it. So, you know, and I'm glad John's here because John is basically the person that is acting as the same person that this refers to. You know, maybe John, did you read this article at all?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you did. Can you describe what's going on, a little bit about what these different boundaries are and why this is a problem? And I got completely confused by this article. I read it three times and I still didn't understand it.
Static line,
yeah, all that stuff, yeah.
So. Oh, I can confuse you a lot more. Okay, you have specific questions?
Well, maybe you can describe what's going on and why this is even a lawsuit.
Okay, well, I'm trying to make it as brief as possible. So there's effectively three different forms of measurement that CAMA utilizes. Let me back up. 1977, the federal government, or North Carolina Institute, the Coastal Area Management Act, and designated enforcement duties to municipalities that wish to participate. And so that's why we're doing it. We've been doing it since, I think, 1983. Just like our code of ordinances, I'm responsible for interpreting those rules and regulations set forth by CAMA. They also have a nine-person board that are nominations of a state assembly, governor, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the reason I bring that up is because as political winds shift, so do rules shift quite periodically. And so it's kind of a chasing a moving target there sometimes as boots on the ground. There's effectively three different ways that you can measure for development on the ocean front and shoreline, other shoreline, but we'll just focus on the ocean front since that's all we have. One way is using a static line. It's a line that was based in 1997 for Curie Beach after the hurricanes. It is what it says. It's static. It does not move, does not change. We can use that line if we wish. There's another line, or another form of rules that's called the static line exception. Basically, you can go through and measure your development could go as close to the ocean as the standard line of development on the coastline goes, okay? And then the third line, or the third way of measuring is what we use, which is the development line. So what happened here, from what I gather in reading some of the pertinent documents that have been filed, is that the LPO made an interpretation that CAMA doesn't necessarily like, and they're in the middle of changing that interpretation. The homeowner missed the deadline to file his appeal to the permit by 6 months. 6 months. He came back and filed his appeal. CRC said, no, you missed your window of opportunity there, so your next avenue is what he's done here. So that's basically what's happened.
I guess the question I had is why is he even filing appeal? Because when reading this, it looks like he's saying that in Wrightsville Beach, all of them used one line, and all of a sudden this other property was approved that's 15 feet closer to the ocean.
You can use, in that particular situation in Wrightsville Beach, you can use either or.
Oh, it's an either or.
Whatever is more beneficial.
To the homeowner.
To the homeowner.
That wouldn't happen in Kiri Beach then, the way we do it?
Not the way we do it, which is why I prefer the way we do it. It's pretty straightforward, and regretfully, they're getting ready to do away with the way we do it, and so we're going to go back to the old thing. But in Kiri Beach, no, it's very straightforward. Now, do we have instances that are very similar to this? Yes, sir, we do. And that's because those properties, some properties were built under a different set of rules than what we have now. What we have now is the most beneficial to our oceanfront property owners. They make them the most valuable.
Okay. And one other last thing I thought was interesting is that the homeowner is not suing Wrightsville Beach because the individual who works for Wrightsville Beach in your position is actually an agent of CAMA when they issued this? Is that so? You actually act as an agent of CAMA when you issue?
Yes, sir. So the reason Mark Wrightsville Beach isn't included in the lawsuit is probably because nothing in Wrightsville Beach code of ordinances prohibits what's happening here. So they don't have a bone with Wrightsville Beach per se, but it is with CAMA.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it looks to me like the plaintiff is arguing due process, lack of due process, but the fact that the code provides for the appeal, I think within 20 days after the decision, I think provides that due process. He's got a good attorney, and the attorney knows what he's doing. But I haven't seen enough documents to explain to me how you can argue lack of due process when you have an opportunity to appeal. So.
I guess what I was most kind of interested in is why the homeowner who's suing is suing in the first place. It's not a due process. I understand the due process issue that he missed his deadline. But the fact that all of a sudden this building that's being built is 15 feet closer to the ocean than all the other buildings right there, and it almost seemed like they're saying that a different...
He's losing his view.
Yeah, he's losing his view, but why is it not at the same, the same point? Why did this one building allow be 15 feet closer than all the other ones?
That's the question I have. What did CRC do? Give them a variance?
No. I think that's misleading. I don't think we know all the story.
Okay.
I made some phone calls in preparation for tonight. Nobody really wanted to talk about it. And I don't blame them.
Okay.
Well, how do you figure that construction got that far?
So the permit was issued in January. That property owner didn't find out about it until July.
And nobody else saw that there was
so a legal problem? I guess not. If they did, I don't know.
Well, he's been green-lighted, so there's nothing, quote, illegal.
So I asked, that was another question I asked. Does Bryce and Beecher came and have a sub work order on the project? And I was told no. So why not? Based on what I'm reading, this could get ugly. And he said, well, they've been advised they can proceed at their own risk.
Could an insurance company deny insurance because of this?
That's a question for him, I guess.
I mean, I'm sure they would consider that possibility and look at it pretty carefully. It just depends on policy language and whether they can say the insurer did something contrary there too. I'm not that familiar with those policies at the present moment, but I'm sure that's what they would try to do.
They do have a huge impact on the state licensing boards of changes and regulations that we go through.
Like I said, I think there's a lot more to it than
we're hearing. Yeah.
I think the main takeaway is I'm glad it's not us.
We've been there. We'll probably be there again. That's one reason that the method of measurement that they use there, the static line exception, that began in 2009, and I recommended town council that we not abide by that method.
So they use the static line exception to allow that particular construction. We don't use the static line exception. Okay. I guess that was the one of the issues. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. That kind of explains things. So, but yeah, I was confused when I read that article. All right. Last item is recommendation to or motion to cancel our December meeting. Just very quickly, I talked to the GA, talk about the mapping to come and talk in December, but she would have no problem coming in January to do that, so there's no issue there. So is there a motion to cancel our December meeting? Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Is there anything else that we're missing? No? Nope. Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Aye.